Episode 1591, Flourish in the Shadow of Failure.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is a brand new day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. It's time to flourish in the shadow of failure. What's holding you back? Are you tired of just being down in the dumps, always finding yourself short? No longer will it sustain you. Oh no, you are going to flourish today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, failure comes by doing. But what happens when failure is all you know? How do you flourish in the shadow of failure? How do you get back up time and time again after not making it to the finish line? It seems like the tone of your day is illuminated by failure. Every corner that you turn is like, I've fallen short. I'm second best. Why can't I do better? If failure is all you know, that is all you see. Are you beating yourself up for what you can't do or haven't done? I know I do sometimes. I feel like I go in seasons or moments, or maybe they're exaggerated moments. It lasts for like 2 or 3 hours or maybe a day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end. Why can't I do this right? I've done this before. You'd think I'd have it done by now. Do you keep beating yourself up? Failure is one of the toughest things to let go of. The failure mindset takes hold, and soon you find yourself lowering your standards, believing that you're a disappointment. When you have setbacks and failures, how do you react? Your reaction is a mindset you claim is yours. You own it because it works. Unfortunately, it works. You're like, yeah, I can accomplish that, so why not repeat it again? We like our life, our body, our mind likes to be what? Balanced. It doesn't want to have to change. And so in order for us to continue to work in this homeostasis, it does what it knows. So it becomes a protection mechanism. You own it because it works. Your failure becomes what? Your success in a weird way. Failure is the finish line of what you didn't accomplish. You got to a finish line, just the wrong one. But you want something more. You want something different. You desire to thrive. Thrive is the happiness, revelation, inspiring victory and excellence within you. You desire to flourish. You want to live out your dream, your God-given purpose. Philippians 3 verses 13 and 14 says this, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." You cannot change yesterday, but you can impact tomorrow by what you do today. So how do you flourish in the shadow of failure? You got to press on. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Press on. Press toward the goal to win the prize. And it's not the prize as in, hoo-hoo, look at me here. I want all the attention. No. This prize is something God has designed specifically for your life. You see, failure is a refining process. God wants to stretch you, mold you, and refine you. Isaiah 64 verse 8 says this, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." When you stand in failure, when you stand in the shadow of failure, what do you see? That which you know. And unfortunately, we see more failure than we see success. So it becomes our finish line. And maybe that failure got you just a little further than the last failure. But for some reason, you're like, Lord, I know there's more. I want to flourish in the shadow of failure. So declare today that failure does not have a hold on you. Press on to what is before you. Flourish in the refining process, the discovery of what's to come, and press on. So what does that look like? Number one, forgive. Give yourself permission to leave your failures behind. Forgive yourself. That beating yourself up, where has it gotten you? Nowhere, except to the same finish line of failure. You're continuing to walk in the shadow of failure, so you must forgive. Forgive yourself. Let go of the past. Forgive others. If you've been fighting with your spouse for years, do you think continuing to remember all the fights that you have are serving you? No. You're walking in the shadow of failure. And that failure is going to serve you the more you utilize it. That will be your success measure. You don't want to measure your success by your failures. God is refining you, so forgive. Let go of the past. Press on. Number two, reset. Learn from those failures. There are teachable moments in all of our lives. And failures are an extreme example. They're your stepping stones. We have an area in our yard that when it rains really hard, everything gets washed down to that point. And so there'll be sticks and mud, dry grass clippings. And it clogs the drains. And so with this hard rain that comes down, and we've had a storm a couple nights ago, it forms this like little pond that covers our sidewalk. And it's a significant amount, not huge, but, you know, I mean, it's not like just two steps and you're done with it. Oh, no, you're going to be taking 6 or 7 to 10 steps to get through it. It's kind of messy. And so when you want to walk through the area, you look for the higher points, the stepping stone area, and you walk along those. You see, our failures are our stepping stones. We learn from them. Our failures can either hold us back or they can propel us forward. If you forgive your failures, what are you releasing yourself of? The shadow. It no longer has a grip on you. You're no longer shackled to your failure. So reset, learn from them. Use them as stepping stones to get through the mud, the dry clippings, the stuff that clogs our life, and press on. And finally, number three, take aim. Strain toward your goal. Strain toward what is ahead. Press on. That straining does not come by hurt. It comes by desire to flourish. God has a God-sized dream for you. It's heavenly. And you think your dream is big, but God's is bigger. So do you want to keep walking in the shadow of failure, holding yourself back? Keeping yourself shackled to what you know and saying, oh, yeah, that's my finish line. And hey, if I get there, at least I said I did it. Maybe I'll get a little bit further this time. Are you ready to release yourself of that, to flourish, to allow God to refine you through your failures? Today is a new day. You have an opportunity every single waking day. God says it's a new day. How will you utilize it? How will you go forward? Will you let that of the past restrain you? Or will you instill within yourself a mindset that says, press on. I am that of a king. I'm a daughter of a king. I'm a son of a king. I am going to press on. I'm going to strain for what he desires for me. You are vital to the world that you touch. And I get that with technology, we almost feel like this world is so much smaller than what it is. And it is to a degree, but the world is really big. And the world needs you. The world needs your talents. The world needs your gifts. God hasn't given up on you. The question is, have you given up on yourself? You are so important. You are so vital to the world that you touch. That God says, I need you now. Failure or no failure, success or no success, I need you. I choose you. And for that, you're important. You're considered a VIP. So I extend my hand to you today. If you're struggling, if you're hurting, if you have this mindset as, whatever, I'm just getting by. But there's this little piece of your heart that says, I want more. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I want to come beside you and walk with you in your journey. It would be my honor. You are that vital to the world that you touch. Let's get you out of the chains and the shadow of failure. And let's press on together. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. God wants to stretch you and mold you. And I know you've heard that before. I've heard it too. And there are times that, man, it just kind of gets you at the heart. Then there are other times that it just reaches your gut and it grabs hold. And it says, now listen here. I want to refine you for something much bigger than you can even imagine. Where is your heart taking you today? Are you allowing yourself to stay trapped in the shadow of failure? Or are you ready to rise and flourish and leave the shadow of failure behind? It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.